This is February 21st in the year 2001, and this is Bob Gilgore interviewing Charlene Smith at her mother's house at 222 North Graham Street. Good afternoon, Charlene.
Good afternoon.
I'm very happy to have the chance to talk with you. You are the daughter of Lucille McDougall and C.A. McDougall, and both of your parents played a significant role in the educational system here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, and it's really interesting to know that you followed in their footsteps and you're a vice principal now. That speaks very well for your parents.
It does.
So let's begin the interview with just a broad question, and that is, what was it like growing up in Chapel Hill?
It was a time when there were expectations of what you needed to be about or to do, given that both my parents were educators. There was a sense that you wanted to do well, and all of your friends equally wanted to do well and did succeed in many endeavors. I can look back at the experiences and see the pride that we had, the self-confidence that each person had, because there was always something that each person could participate in and be successful. Also, Lincoln High School, whether it was the band, whether it was our May Day performances, whether it was sports, football, basketball, and I think track, we always were very competitive with other schools in the state, and we were always at the top or near the top in all the endeavors. So there was a natural pride that we were able to do, and we were very important, and that kept everyone knowing that they had to do what was right and go on to the next step, whatever that next step would be.
Let's talk, before we get into the schools, about the community. How did you see the community?
It was a community of people knowing each other, people caring for one another, also that businesses were provided by your own, so that whether it was a beautician or whether it was a small store, that people had ownership. And in having ownership, you knew who those people were, you supported them, whether it was the black church. Everywhere you went, you knew someone, and someone knew you. And there was always a feeling of caring about one another.
Did you play out in the street, or did you go to the playground to play?
Probably played out in the street or in the backyard. I didn't go to the playgrounds that much, but I played outside, and I still have my friends on this street. This street in particular was a very, very close-knit street.
Is this where you grew up, in this house?
The same house, yes.
On North Graham?
North
street.
Graham. This is home. This is home.
When you would be playing out on the street, did you feel as though you were being watched, the neighbors were watching you?
Yes. They were watching because that's what everyone did. Everyone watched out for each other. Because everybody wanted to make sure that everyone was taken care of, everyone was safe.
Did you have relatives around, grandparents, aunts, uncles?
Not in Chapel Hill, no. Our family is a small family, so the one maternal aunt that I had lived in Winston-Salem, and we visited them often. And then my dad's mother and two brothers lived in Henderson in Oxford, so that we didn't have local families.
Did your neighbors have local families? Was that a common thing?
Yes, yes. We were probably the difference of not having a lot of extended family, where our neighbors had aunts and uncles and grandparents right in this area.
Did you look at the community as a poor community or a wealthy community, or how did you see, or maybe you didn't give it any thought, and years later you look back on it? From either perspective, what were your thoughts about that?
I never looked at this community as being anything but my community, and that we were all the same. That there were some families, of course, who were poor, but we were basically the same, wanting the same kinds of things, and because we attended everything the same. Now that I can look at it, I can see that although it was a black community, income-wise, there was diversity. However, everyone expected to succeed to another level and to be more than, quote, what their parents were. So people worked on the next level, whatever that next level was, and they expected to be successful in whatever they decided on doing, and they were. They were successful.
How were you disciplined when you were growing up?
I didn't cause a lot of problems. That's a given. I would get spankings as the other kids on the street or in Chapel Hill. But most of the time, I kind of knew right from wrong, and I didn't get in trouble a lot.
You couldn't get in trouble.
No, because there was always someone watching.
I was thinking more in terms of the fact that your father and mother were both teachers.
Right.
That wouldn't fit in.
No, it wouldn't.
The fact that your father was a principal and your mother was a teacher, did you feel as though that put any extra pressure on you?
Yes, I did. I think it was pressure because you knew that you wanted to do your best. And it was enough pressures that initially, thinking about my own career, I always had stated I wasn't interested in education because it can put additional pressures on a child if they're in the same environment, etc. However, ironically or not, I'm doing the exact thing that I said that I would not be involved in. So, I guess it's in the blood. What can I say?
Your father, when he is described to me by the people I've interviewed, they always begin by saying he was a strong disciplinarian.
Correct.
Is that how you saw him?
He knew exactly what, you knew exactly what was expected of you.
As a child?
As a child.
I'm not talking about student now. I'm talking
about your
relationship with him at home.
Right. But you still knew what was expected. Mm-hmm. Okay. And routines, consistency, follow through, that was a given. However, when I also think of the concern to make sure that you experience other kinds of things, whether it was my piano lessons. It had to be a sacrifice that on Saturday mornings we would get up and go to Durham to my music teacher there, and then my dad would wait in the car until I had my lessons, and then we would come home. So it was a given that you wanted to try to do your best, to try different kinds of things, and to be successful in whatever you attempted to do.
Besides this wonderful work ethic and his expectations and his discipline, was your father a loving father? Did you feel that there was that aspect to him as well?
Yes, I know he, I always knew that he cared a lot for me and that he loved me a lot. And over the years, he showed the sacrifices that he was making for our well-being, our shelter, our security, etc.
How did he show that?
Well, I think about the many, many years that my mom did not drive, and so he had to take her to go get groceries. He had to make sure that, as I said, with my lessons, whether it was a dance lesson, whether it was my music lessons, that he transported me there. He waited for me. He made sure that he was there to pick me up, to bring me back, that he was willing to do those extra things that I needed to be successful.
That's quite a commitment.
Given the strains that he was under, running a school and running a school where everybody could be safe, everybody could be respected, but also that their academic skills were also ascertained. Mm-hmm. A tough job.
Was church part of your life?
Oh, yes. Very much so. I participated in Sunday school, and I participated in, I was an usher, and I was an organist for one of the choirs, and I introduced the visitors, and so I was very, very active in the church. I married in my church, but was not a member. I was not baptized until I was an adult in Syracuse. So. But very involved in my church.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
First Baptist, yeah.
Reverend Manley. So he was there
a long time. Correct. And he married me also.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
To have your childhood minister married.
Yeah.
Are there any other memories of your childhood that stand out in your mind?
No, I think you just kind of accept things as they are, and you don't question them or really see the value until you move on to another stage. Then you can see the importance of what you did have, and what we had, students don't get now as easily. And there's something missing for many of the kids in schools now compared to when I was growing up. When I attended Lincoln, there were black role models around me everywhere. And you don't look upon that until you get older and you don't have that. Whether it was always having a black teacher, having a black custodian, having a black principal who directed the way the school was going, black cafeteria workers. It was black people around you which you always had a sense of family and a sense of community, a sense of safety, and a sense of security, which our students don't have at the present time.
What was it like going to Orange County Training School?
No, I didn't go to Orange County Training School.
You went to Northside.
I went to Northside in elementary school.
Oh, I don't want to make you that old.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I mean, I'm old, but no, I went to Northside.
Right.
Okay.
I promise I won't answer much
your way. Okay, promise. Okay, good. Okay.
Okay, so you went to Northside. Tell me what it was like at Northside.
It was my school. Again, I was with peers that I knew, neighbors that I knew. Again, the same type of thing when I think back of I had black teachers. So that I was very comfortable in my school setting. One of the things I do remember, as Mom had mentioned, when we did have the operettas or our musical programs, you worked hard at being good at whatever you did, and you were always really good at it, and the teachers were very clear in what they expected of you. They expected you to give your best and to be your best, and they worked at it until you did do that. I had excellent teachers, very caring teachers.
Now, you say they were very caring. What is it that makes you say that? What memories do you have that tell you that the teachers were caring?
I think it was the time that they were willing to give. Whether it was helping you with your penmanship, or whether it was helping you on a concept, or whether it was a special project that you had to have. They appeared to be there giving more than just the regular time, that they encourage you to keep trying to do something until you were successful. They really cared about you.
What if you were a slow learner?
They would still work with you. Until you mastered a particular thing.
Did you see a difference in the way they treated those who were intellectually outstanding and those who were slower?
No. Everybody was expected to succeed, so if you needed additional time, they made sure that you put in that extra time, but there was not a difference between the children who may be less challenged than the others. Everybody was expected to succeed, and if you didn't, that was okay. People still worked with you until you were able to do that.
Where did the teachers come from?
I don't know. They were just here.
They lived in the neighborhood?
Yes, but now all of them were not born, of course, in Chapel Hill. Many of them came from other cities within the state, but most of them lived here in Chapel Hill.
Do you know if most of them were married or single?
I think the majority were married.
Did they go to church with you?
Some did, but when I think of my high school experiences, there also were teachers who commuted here from Durham. some had home bases in Raleigh. So some would go to our church, but others would probably leave here on the weekends to go back to their homes or whatever.
So they lived here, but went home, a lot of them went home on weekends to visit with family.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Or they lived close by that they could commute here if they lived in Durham or Hillsboro or whatever.
Did they walk on the streets here where you could see them? Or socialize with people who lived in the community?
My high school experience is those who lived here, maybe yes, but you still have to remember that many of those still commuted, so that they lived in Durham. That I remember in particular.
During the lunch hour, were there particular activities that were going on that you can remember when you were at Orange County Training School?
I wasn't at Orange County.
No, I mean Northside, excuse me. Well, see, I consider them almost one
and the same. I know, I know. But those of us who went to Lincoln, it was Lincoln. Okay. Lincoln is Lincoln. Okay. Lincoln is Lincoln. I can't remember. No, I.
What about the rock pile that was there? Was that there when you were at Northside, or had the rock pile been taken down?
My brother always reminds me that I can't remember certain things. I don't even remember a rock pile.
Did you play sports at Northside? Which I got it right that time.
Correct. Now that was elementary.
Yes.
So we really didn't have the sport games that you would have in high school, but we had our recess and, you know, you played amongst each other, etc. But I was never very, very athletic. So I might have observed more than I really played.
Did they have a band? Drama or singing group that you belonged to at Northside?
We had our operettas, where the third grade had its own operetta, or the fifth grade had its own performance. We specialized more once we were in high school, and in high school, then that, of course, I was in the band, and in the chorus, and participated as an onlooker or a statistician for basketball, boys basketball, but I did not participate in those sports myself.
What about the operettas that were performed at Northside? Do you remember any of them?
Yes, I remember mostly the third grade ones with Mrs. Robinson, who again was a teacher with wonderful expectations of students and high expectations, and so that when we performed and when we were dancing or when we were singing, we practiced until we had it perfect, and we performed and we had it perfect.
What was the operetta?
I can't remember. I just remember us performing. I don't remember the name or anything like that.
Did most of the parents turn out?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And did you perform it at night, or did you do it at an assembly or a PTA meeting?
We had night performances, which was a special performance, and then we also had day performances.
And the day performances were for other students?
Right, for other students. And mostly the evening ones would be for the parents, because during the day, parents were working.
Do you remember anything in particular where some students' parents couldn't attend and how that was handled?
It just always appeared to me that when students performed, parents or grandparents, there was some family member was always there.
it seems that repeatedly people keep coming back to singing, assembly programs, operettas, the band, the sports, and in many ways it sounds as though performance was stressed and performance was important. And I'd like you to address that from a couple of different viewpoints. First of all, was that true? And secondly, why was it important and what did everyone get out of it? So I'm giving you a tripartite question.
Correct.
First, was it true? Was performance important in the school?
Yes. It wasn't the only thing, but it was important because it gave way for all students to be able to participate and be successful in various arenas. And that's what students don't get today. I see it all the time. So that everyone could always feel important because there was always something that they could do that they could be better at than someone else. Coupled with academics, that was a given. But when you were able to participate and present a musical program that communities enjoyed, that was important. When you could participate in an award-winning band, and that everyone knew how good that band was, and you practiced to make sure that you had high quality, that was important. When you could compete with other schools in sports and do well, that was important. And students don't get a chance to feel that sense and in an integrated kind of program as much.
Well, let's graduate from Northside, not Orange County Training School.
Correct.
And go on to Lincoln. And I may repeat some of the same kinds of questions, but I want to understand what you remember about the characteristics of the teachers at Lincoln.
The characteristics that I remember of the majority of those teachers were teachers with high expectations of students and making sure that students had information, new information. There was always a sense of respect that the teachers gave to students, and in turn, students returned that to the teachers. The teachers had a business, and you felt that their business was education and educating students. That was their business. As in every building, there was the teachers that some students would always want to have, who went that extra mile, did interesting things in the classroom. And then, of course, as in any building, there would be one or two teachers that would not be as strong. But there was always a feeling that whatever that teacher taught, they were really giving it their best, and they knew their subject area or their specialty.
Did the teachers get further education? Do you know anything about their credentials and their continuing education?
my assumption would be is that all the teachers, or the majority of the teachers, had masters, because that was an important requirement for persons in education and for blacks in education at that time. So all of them would have had some kind of advanced training.
Did they keep up along the way? Did they have other classes or summer updates that they had to attend? That's tough because
right,
you were
I don't
student,
know. I was a student, so I don't really
yet.
Know, you know, how their summers were and all that. My assumption is that it was just a given that teachers had masters. That was just a given. And it would probably be very few who did not have that.
What about counseling at the school? Who did the counseling?
If
you had a personal problem?
The teachers.
They didn't have a counselor for counseling. The teachers were the counselors.
From what I can remember, yes.
Were there particular teachers who were known be sensitive to counseling and that the students went to?
I don't know if there were certain ones that students went to. However, in a particular class, most of the time you were you related to the teacher, whichever grade that might have been, so the teacher would just take care of the students in that particular grade if there was a problem or an issue that the student would have, but no guidance counselors or specialists that way. The teachers were there for the students.
On the school grounds, did you ever see smoking?
No.
Hand-holding?
Yeah, hand-holding.
Kissing?
Well, I can't remember that, no.
Were there fights on the school grounds that you can remember?
I can't remember any. That doesn't stand out in my mind at all.
Would you say that it was a disciplined environment?
Very much so.
In the hallways, was there a lot of noise?
No.
Did you have rules about which side you walked on or anything like that?
I can't remember that. But chaos and disruption, that never comes to mind at all.
How about wearing a hat in school?
I'm sure we probably did.
Jeans?
You have to remember the times. Jeans may not have been as popular then as it is now.
What about slacks for women?
I think the ladies generally wore dresses, skirts. I don't remember them wearing a lot of jeans or being casual. They came to work, they were very professional about their work, and they looked it. That was one of the things my dad also was carried out himself of, a very professional look at all times.
Gum chewing?
I can't remember. I would think that we did not chew gum. I would think that, but I can't remember.
Are there other things about the teachers or the academics that you recall, Charlene?
No. It was just a place that, now that I look upon, was a good place to be. It was a nurturing environment, but also it was an environment that helped everyone, including myself, to be as successful as you could be.
How many students would you say dropped out along the way?
Very few, very few.
And when you graduated, do you have any recollection of the percentage of students in your class who went on for a college degree or some kind of further education?
I would think that at least 50% of us went on to some type of higher ed. And then there was still a larger percentage that, in my opinion, still were successful. They went on to either the armed services or they started their employment. But everyone went on to do something.
Let's get into some of the extracurricular things that you had mentioned. You had said that you sang and you played in the band. Let's start with the singing. And tell me what you remember about. Was it a glee club or an a cappella choir?
It was a glee club, a mixed chorus.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't stand out in my mind as much as the band. The band stands out more. Because we had to practice, and we were very, very good. And I always think about when we were marching. I'm an asthmatic, so I couldn't blow a lot and walk the long distances. So many times for me to at least continue, I would not be able to blow as many, perform as many of the songs so that my asthma would not kick up. But it was a band that we just enjoyed, and we participated in other state competitions, and I participated in something kind of like a citywide or a statewide band, and I was still one of the first clarinetists. So you had an opportunity to participate with others that would be equal or better than you, but you could always find a way to do that.
How did the band do in the competitions?
We were always number one or number two, so we were right up there with the other schools, Hillside in particular.
When did you do your practicing?
You practice after school hours.
Did you ever come in early to practice, or just went home?
Most of after school. After school.
Did you spend your lunch hour sometime practicing?
We might have. I can just remember that when it was time for a parade or that we did practice, and we practiced after school, and we practiced for a long time, every day.
Where did you learn to play the clarinet?
I must have learned in elementary school.
So you took lessons in school?
Right, in school.
Mr. Pickard? Mr. Bell?
Might have been Mr. Bell. And it was another band director.
Golston, Mr. Golston?
Yes, Golston. That's who. Yes, Golston is who I had. Yeah.
And they gave lessons in school, teaching students how to play different instruments.
Right. Correct.
Were they?
I'm trying to think, though. How did? But I know we had to do a lot of practicing after. I mean, on your own also. But I was taught to play the clarinetist in school. Yeah.
What kind of performances did the marching band put on? You had mentioned homecoming and Christmas parade. Well, what other, the Christmas parade here in Chapel Hill, did you go to other Christmas parades?
Yes, we performed for other cities. We would go to Durham and we would perform for certain activities that they had. So we were also a traveling band.
Did you go to Pittsburgh or Hillsboro or Raleigh?
Yes. I can remember Durham better, but I know we went to other cities to perform, whether it was in a parade or et cetera, but we were invited mm-hmm. places.
Did you ever get invited to any of the ball games or to New York or Los Angeles or places like that?
No. Not while I was at Lincoln.
Of
course. Right, no, not while I was at Lincoln. We didn't get a chance to travel that far.
Did you go to the Beat Duke? Did you perform at the Beat Duke Parade? Or the homecoming for UNC? Or ever go to Keenan Stadium to perform?
I can't remember us doing that. And that would have been college level. And again, we would have been performing for other generally black schools or black performances, etc.
Did you go to the away games? Football games?
Sometimes, for some of the championships, yes.
And how would you get there?
I think I would go with my dad.
Did the rest of the band go with their parents, or did they go with the
No, I think we did have a bus. We did have a bus.
Was that the orange bus with the tiger on the side?
Yes, 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 yes.
And so you went with the football team?
Right. But did we go for all of their games, or was it championships? We didn't go to all of the away games that they had. We played at all of the home games, and then we would have traveled on for championship games.
For homecoming, what was that like?
I can't remember well.
You marched, is that right?
Yes, yes. I can't remember that well. It's kind of maybe blurry, but I can't remember the specifics that happened during homecoming.
What about your uniforms?
For the band, we mm-hmm. had we had uniforms and we had caps and
you had caps, uniforms.
Yes, they had the gold buttons on them. And
who made the uniforms?
They were bought.
Mm-hmm. Who bought them?
The school bought them, whether it was through fundraisers or whatever. But we had band uniforms with caps and certain kinds of shoes, so you had a very polished look.
Did you buy the shoes?
Yeah, we bought the shoes.
And how about your instruments?
I own mine. I'm assuming others own theirs.
What was a football game like?
It was enjoyable. You had a lot of pride because many times you won, and you were happy when you won, and it was just a nice feeling, nice feeling.
Big turnout?
Yes. The families came to support, and the people in the community came out to support.
How about basketball? Was it the same for basketball as it was for football? Did you have the same success in basketball?
Yes, we had the same success. But football, I think, was more prominent. But basketball was equally important, and we were successful, and we were among the champions in that also.
Tell me about the operettas. In the high school, did you continue with the operettas in the high school?
What stands out more in the high school was not necessarily the operettas, but our May Day. That was something that happened every May, and all classes participated, every grade participated, and that was maybe a combination of performances for the high school that we would have had in elementary. And then there was the Maypole, and that was just a fun time where everybody performed, and you were very proud of your performance, and you enjoyed your performances, and we had costumes. And so it was something very, very big. Each May was out the May Day.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your prom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can you tell me about it?
To me, it was very pretty, and again, that pride was still there, and it was fun, and you enjoyed seeing your friends there. It was just very nice.
Could you invite people from out of the school to the prom?
If we did, I did. All I can remember that it was still something that was for us, and it was a special time, and you dressed, and it was just a very nice thing. I don't remember inviting a lot of people from the outside.
It was held in the gym?
Yes. And it was decorated, and it was a band.
Did you have a band, or did you have records?